KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy, Matt Bellany. And Matt, things are incredibly fluid where we are right now in terms of the election and in terms of there's drama involving the ratings, involving Fox News. Let's start with the ratings quickly. The ratings were weird this year. They were down, which seems really surprising, the TV ratings for election night coverage, given, you know, the amount of attention that people have paid to this particular election. I don't understand how ratings were down, but maybe you have some theories.
Yeah, it's interesting because given the record turnout, you would think that more people would have an investment in watching the returns live. But we saw that it wasn't just down, it was down significantly. Some had it down 20% to 59 million viewers tuned in to watch on election night, which is a fraction of the people who voted. Now, the reasons for that may be general, you know, fewer people are watching TV, they're getting their news and they're sourcing from digital outlets and social media and Facebook and all these other places. You also could argue that because it was an incumbent situation, traditionally in the past, races with an incumbent running are generally down from when there's two new candidates. The other argument I've heard is that because it was very clear early in the night that we weren't going to get a definitive answer on election night, people may have just tuned out.
I think that's my theory. I think that was overwhelming and people just couldn't, you know, there was too much of this county, that county versus Hillary in 2016, et cetera, et cetera. You just at a certain point said, I can't with this. And I think that's what happened for many people.
One other trend that we noticed very much this year is that the broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, were way down in viewership. CNN was also down on election night, although it ended up winning the night on night two. But Fox and MSNBC were both up. So people are increasingly polarized and increasingly tuning into their preferred news outlet for their returns, which should not surprise anyone given the results of this election.
And I will just note in terms of Fox, once again, we had a big controversy. I think many people remember when Karl Rove got upset when the election was called for Obama in 2012. Once again, he was upset because Fox went very aggressively and called Arizona for Biden. That has had Trump supporters booing and chanting against Fox now. You've spent much more time than I have in Murdoch world. We see the opinion hosts stirring the pot in terms of suspicion about, fraud and this and that. And yet Fox stubbornly clinging to a really important state that would be flipped and supported by AP, but none of the other news outlets. What is going on, do you think, in the minds of the Murdochs?
This goes all the way back to Roger Ailes and the inception of Fox News. And he knew that if he was going to have an opinionated news outlet, that he really needed to have a solid election desk, something with credibility that people would believe in. And for years now, the Fox News election desk has been among the most respected in terms of prognosticators. So when Fox was the first to call Arizona at something, you know, after 11 p.m. on election night, people took notice. The AP followed 3 hours later. And, you know, that's not something that the Fox News audience likes. And we've seen reports that Trump himself or Jared Kushner, depending on the outlet you believe, actually called Rupert Murdoch and started screaming at him about this because it completely upended the narrative of the night. Trump would have loved to be able to say that he was winning here, winning there. And this Arizona call put all of that in turmoil. So, you know, it just shows you that Fox is a very, very savvy organization. They know that on something that matters like this, they want to have the kind of people there with credibility. And we'll see if they end up retracting that call. And a number of the other prognosticators like Nate Silver and Nate Cohn have said that it was wrong to call it that early given the number of absentee ballots that were out. But they ultimately may be proven right. And the point here is Fox is standing up to the Trump administration on something that they consider core to the values of the news.
Which might help if there's a Biden administration and people want to look at the distortions that have been reported on Fox News. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.